First pack of Makkos, ninth Mishnah. If there's two Eidim watching this event, the murder, from one window and two from the other window, and one's warning them, this person, not to do the act, and he's in between. Yeah, and the Maisa, he sees both of them. If some of them see each other, so that's, they're combined as considered one edus, and therefore there will be no hazama till they will find zomimim. And if one is possible, they're possible vimlav. But if the two sets of edim have no connection to one another, then they're considered two separate entities. And if one of them, one of the groups was found possible, one affect the other one. I really stay edus. If one of them was found to be zayimim in a case that they did not see one another, so that's an independent cut. Those two people will be found zayimim and they'll get the death penalty. It's coming out that we will kill the defendant, but still, since these people said either sheker to kill him, even though he deserved the death penalty, they will also get the death penalty. But never the death penalty, only when the Edom themselves are giving the warning to the person not to do this affair, because they'll get the death penalty. Which we don't pass in that way. The Hasra, the warning, can't be done by a separate person. Another thing, Apishnai Edom, is we have to hear from the mouth of the Edom. If they speak a different language, the person cannot point a translator. They have to be able to understand the language of the one who's making the testimony.